What's going on, guys? Welcome to February's episode of Game of the Month, the show where we pick a game at random every month, and at the end of the month, we talk about it. My name's Seth, and joining me today, of course, is Chevy. Chevy, how you doing? Since we just filmed Plus Club, where we talked about Steel Rising, Roller Drum, yeah. And what was the third game? I can't remember the name. Oh, my God. Oh, Foam Stars.
Yes.
Since then, how have you been doing?
Doing okay. Final Fantasy came out. Rebirth. I can't keep track of all the R names.
Getting very good reviews.
Yeah, I have not had a chance to touch it yet, but looking forward to trying it.
After this.
Yeah.
Right after this. I also want to play that, but I have not beat the remake yet.
That's some homework to do.
I'm about to just go right through it just to play Rebirth, and I think you were saying that you beat the DLC that came after Remake.
Oh, I suppose
and you
I said that since. Yeah, we recorded, so.
Yeah, and you were saying that even though you liked it, you don't really need to do it?
Yeah, it's like adding salt to your food, basically. Like, it adds, you know, some extra, but, you know, I don't think it's necessary, so.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I am really eager to play Rebirth myself, so that might push me to finally beat Remake, but I got a lot on my plate. But with that, we've been playing games, and one of those games we've been playing for this month was Temtem, and we'll be talking about that. But before we talk about our review for Temtem, we have to pick a brand new game for March. Now, for anybody who's not familiar with how we do this, or somebody who's listening, possibly, we have a wheel. We spin that wheel every month, and whatever it lands on, we make a effort to play that game throughout that month. And at the end of the month, we review our impressions of that game. What we got on the list right now is Armored Core 6, Enshrouded, World War Z, Baldur's Gate 3, Tekken 8, DayZ, Helldivers 2, Age of Empires 4, Remnant 2, Monster Hunter World, Age of Wonders 4, Party Animals, Power World, and Street Fighter 6. All games I would be happy with, honestly. If it landed on any of those, I'd be down to play. So, do you have any thoughts? Anything you're looking to play?
I mean, it would be convenient if it was Helldivers 2, just because of its relevancy. I'd play any of them. So.
Yeah, same. I would really like Helldivers 2 to get landed on, just because it is relevant right now. And also, with all the leaks coming out and the impending mech update that will be coming soon, I'm definitely ready to play more. So with that, I'll spin the wheel and we'll find out what we're playing in March.
All right,
I'm gonna spin the wheel in 3, 2, 1 and go. It is spinning right now. We're gonna find out what we're gonna be playing in March on top of all the other games that we have to play in March, and it is slowing down on Enshrouded.
That'll work.
All right. Very interesting. I'll just hop in. I am happy with that. I stopped playing Enshrouded a couple weeks ago, but before that I was playing it a lot and was, spoiler alert, really enjoying it. I'm down and ready to hop right back into it. So that's that works for me. What do you think?
I mean, it's on my wish list. I've been meaning to buy it anyway. So, just basically is going to force me to. I have a curiosity about it. I like survival games, but there is kind of like variances in that genre. And one of those seems to be, more focused towards being like a, progress towards like boss fights style, survival game. And like, I think that's okay. I like more of the, just the endless, like make a base, gather resources, yada, yada. But, yeah, I'm sure I'll enjoy it. I can't think of too many that I don't like. So,
yeah, and Shroud's a really good mix between a more traditional survival game where you just kind of build and do whatever. I literally spent hours and hours and hours just working on my house, and something that I've talked about before, which is kind of like Valheim in its exploration and progression. But luckily, so far, my house hasn't been attacked by random things because I, made it to a certain level. So it honestly kind of feels like a survival version of Skyrim almost. It's kind of interesting. It has that Western RPG feel to it. But we'll talk about it more as we play it throughout the month of March. So yeah, we'll be playing Enshrouded. Yeah, in case you didn't get what that was, if you're listening, Enshrouded is a third-person perspective survival game where you build, explore, level up, all that stuff. So yeah. Okay, so we played Temtem. And yeah, in case you didn't get a chance to play Temtem, Temtem is very much a Pokemon-like game, a monster catcher, as some people call it, where you live in the world of, I don't know what it's called, but I'm going to call it Temtem, and you are a Pokemon trainer, basically. You you go around, you explore, you do mini quests all over the place. You capture Temtem, which are the Pokemon. I think as of right now, there's like 160 something Temtem. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it basically follows the exact same beats as Pokemon. The only thing that's kind of different than a lot of the Pokemon, but I've heard that there are co-op Pokemon now. I haven't played them in a long time. Is this game is two-player co-op. So you can partner up with a friend. And all battles, whether you play single player or multiplayer, are 2v2. So you'll have your two Temtem versus somebody else's two Temtem. Unless you run into a wild one, it'll be like a single one or whatever, or two. And so in co-op, one of you controls one of the Temtem, and the other one controls the other Temtem. And you're able to switch those out with the ones you have in reserve. And yeah, there are basically, what are they called in Pokemon? The masters?
The gym trainers?
Gym trainers,
or
yeah.
Master or whatever.
Gym master, whatever they're called. They have something similar to that in this game, basically dojo masters. You go to dojos, there's somebody who runs that in that region. And when you beat them, you move on to the next region. And yeah, a lot of exploration, a lot of Temtem to capture. No Pokeballs in this, they're Tem cards, but basically the exact same thing. And yeah, there's probably some end game stuff that we didn't experience, so we won't be talking about that, but we did play it. And how about you start us off with your impressions of Temtem?
I mean, you kind of ended on something I thought was going to be important to bring up anyways, which is this is going to be a surface level, you know, impression, because we that's a big game.
For transparency, we both picked this up when it originally came out in early access. Mm-hmm. We both played it. When I looked at my Steam, I had 14 or 15 hours on it. So I'd already played it a little bit when it first came out. And then I haven't touched it since then. So I'm playing it after 1.0. Basically revisiting it.
Yeah.
And I think you're probably in the same boat.
Yeah.
So that's for anybody who's curious about our history with Temtem. We have played it, but playing 1.0, this is our first time coming back to it.
Yeah. And so like, yeah, we're not gonna be able to really comment on like the state of the game as far as like a veteran's perspective of the game is going to be.
Which I've heard a lot of things about that.
Yeah. This is definitely like a basically new player experience. So,
yeah.
That being said, I enjoy, at least older Pokemon games, I'll just say. And this follows a lot of the same beats with enough things to differentiate it, which is was pleasant to see. It does a lot of the same things you would expect, where like, you know, it has the tall grass system like you're familiar with in Pokemon. You already brought up the dojos. You go from town to town within between places with other I don't know if they're called trainers, but I'm going to call them trainers. Trainers run into, you fight
everywhere.
Money.
In the middle of the ocean, they're just floating there. And all of a sudden, they're like, hey, you want a battle, huh? And I'm like, I didn't even just say I wanted to.
Just like Pokemon.
Yep.
And
also,
then,
interesting landscapes where you have to walk through grass every once in a while. And then when you're coming back, you can drop off little ledges.
Yes.
Which reminds me of the OG Pokemon.
Yep. And then it has the same kind of idea where, like, you get far enough in the game and you unlock more means to traverse. Instead of swim, though, you get a surfboard in this one, and you get to, like, kind of surf on the water. So it has similarities but also differences. So it'll be, if you're familiar with Pokemon, really easy to pick up. But I do think it offers enough, not even just, like, hard differences, but even like just visual differences and stuff like that to make it a little more interesting. Their type system is also different. They have, I was looking through a list, and they have crystal and digital are two of their types, which are obviously not something you're going to see in Pokemon. It kind of reminds me of, because they don't have psychic, I don't think. So I think digital.
Mental.
Do they have mental?
I got a mental, dude.
Okay, maybe, okay, they do.
Yeah, one of the starters, I swear, is because otherwise I don't know where I got him from. But I'm pretty sure one of the starting Temtems, I always want to say Pokemon, is a mental one.
Probably. Because mine's crystal.
So. Yeah. And my dude that I have is mental. I think that's what it's called. But he does a lot of like psi abilities.
Okay. Well, then I don't know which one I saw was missing. But fairy's not a type, for example, in this one, and it is in Pokemon. But yeah, so you have like crystal, which is kind of an interesting one, though I don't really know. It's like strengths and weaknesses off the top of my head. And then yeah, digital was a type, which I don't think we ran into yet. But when I was looking at lists of available ones in the game, mostly to see like how the evolution worked, which I'll bring up here in a second. Yeah, I had noticed that. And I was like, oh, okay, interesting. yeah, so the evolution thing is kind of interesting too, because in Pokemon, the basic way of evolving is by leveling. And this is the same, though the difference is in Pokemon, it's set levels. So if, you know, named monster reaches level 16 in Pokemon, they will turn into second evolution form, versus in Temtem, you'll get one and it's 20 levels, or as an example, numbers can vary, from the point in which you started leveling it, it'll evolve. So it's not like a set number, it is a set amount of levels that you get with them. So kind of an interesting difference there, which I'm sure will play into a little more strategy of like picking what kind of moves you want to do when you get into, you know, breeding and raising them later. This game does also have its own shiny system. They're called Lunas, if I'm not mistaken. And we are not far enough in the game to really be worrying about it, but it was something I was kind of curious about, because that is, I know, something that a lot of people enjoy in Pokemon games is finding the rare spawn versions of them. It also has a similar system to like IVs, EVs. If you're familiar with like farming for perfect stats in Pokemon, you can do that in this as well. So, the other thing about this game that I personally enjoy is that it kind of follows a little bit of an MMO format in its questing system. So you'll see exclamation points on the mini map. You go, they'll give you a quest. It is similar to side quests in Pokemon. It just feels a little more PC oriented when you're playing it.
Yeah.
And I like that. And I still play the game with a controller, but it is nice to kind of like have that format. It just feels better to me than like just talking to everyone and hoping you get a quest. Let's see if there's anything else I really have. The 2v2 thing, I think is interesting. It does happen in Pokemon, but it's not like the norm, obviously. It's just an occasion thing. This is the standard in this game. And at first I was just like, okay, that's one way to differentiate yourself. But the one thing they've added to that I enjoy is that sometimes you'll get a move that gets enhanced by someone else's type. And so like, for example, my crystal person, synergy. If there's a wind person in the party as well, it buffs that crystal move that I have. So it's kind of a cool, yeah, like synergy system, mm-hmm. Which allows for some more like dynamics and like strategy and stuff like that.
Which made co-op a lot more interesting. I'm sure it works just fine too when you're playing solo, but I remember when we played it when it first came out, maybe I didn't know the game well enough or wasn't implemented or something, but I remember it feeling like, okay, I'm just playing with this with a friend, which is fine, like that's better than playing it solo, but like, is there a point to that? And as we play it this time, it did feel like we could every once in a while strategize and communicate what we're going to do with our Tems in certain situations and pull out the right one for synergies. That made it feel much more rewarding than I initially felt. So it definitely was an improved feeling once we got leveled up a bit, got more moves, got more Temtems to mix and match. So yeah, I actually really liked that it had stuff like that.
Yeah, the synergy thing was in there in the beginning.
Yep.
I do think us being higher level and having more moves just more that are moves. Exposed,
yeah.
Yeah, made it a lot more apparent, because I only remember having like one or two before. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing that the game does, which is kind of convenient at times and inconvenient at other times, is if a person in the party gets in a fight, it just stops the other person and brings them to that person's point. And so like if you're ahead it's nice for the person in the back because they get to just teleport forward a little bit. Mm-hmm. Reverse to that, though, you sometimes get drug backwards. So,
yeah, it's weird. So it's obviously not rubber banding, but kind of feels like it sometimes.
Yeah. Also, the game has a very I'm going through this door, you're coming with me system. And if you're too far apart, it will be like, do you want to leave the party?
For a game that's online, we see other players running around, which I also really like about it. It does feel kind of like an MMO, and there's like social stuff where you can dance and clap and stuff like that, which makes it feel more like an MMO. For a game that's built that way, it's very interesting how close you need to be to each other. For instance, when I hopped in the game, I was trying to invite you to my squad, my team. Mm-hmm. You were like up a trail right outside of town and I was in town. And when I went to invite you, it's like that player's not near enough. That was like its wording, near enough or something like that. And I was like, do I have to be within proximity of you to invite you to my team? And then eventually, like, without even trying to find you, I just ran off. And then I stopped and I was looking through something. And when I came on my menu, you were like right in the grass there. I was like, oh, okay, that's good. That's good. I found you. But then it allowed us to hop into a squad. And then after that, if you enter a door, I get sucked into it. If I go to a door without you, it gives me an option to either wait or leave the party instantly. And I'm like, well, hold on, slow down. Like, we don't have to, don't give me that ultimatum. And that happens sometimes if I walk too far, because there's times when we were out surfing that I would go a little too far. And then one of us was initiating a fight, but I think it was loading that and it would pause me and go, do you want to leave the party? And I'm like, no.
What was probably happening is if I was in my menu and you got in combat, it was waiting for me to get out of menu and vice versa.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. Something there was waiting on the other thing. Mm-hmm. Asking me if I wanted to do that or not, but it wasn't telling me what I was waiting on.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that, it'd always be a fight. And I'm like, oh, okay, interesting. So, yeah, I must have triggered it. You must have been not ready, basically, to...
Yeah, I have a bad habit in Pokemon-style games to always put my lowest to highest in my party. And so every time someone levels, I have to shovel everybody again.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's... I hate to overuse this, but like maybe it's a little OCD of me, but... it's just the way I am when it comes to these kind of games.
Well, regardless of what you were doing, that was just the thing that kept happening. So in a game that is such an online experience, and I've heard some criticisms of this game, and one of them was that a lot of the players who have been playing it since it came out felt disappointed that the game's not as MMO-like as they originally said it was supposed to be, which I can understand that. It does feel like a two-player co-op game, which I'm okay with, but... it is interesting that it was built as an online server, basically, but it is very much in the co-op experience, like less than a lot of co-op games are now. It feels almost like you're playing like same screen co-op sometimes.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, but not a complaint, just an observation.
Yeah. And I don't know what there is later in the game, but to give Pokemon some credit, Pokemon does offer, you know, multiplayer modes where you can like, you know, take down raid bosses and stuff like that. And, you know, those are things that this game, especially with the kind of like online service like aspect it has, could have taken advantage of system or something like that.
It might have something like that later in the game.
What I'm saying, I don't know what it has, but
yeah,
just add more of that like online, like with a bunch of people aspect of it. One thing we kind of ran into that I thought was interesting, we didn't get a chance to try it. But clubs, which are basically guilds in this game, you can form one, you know, with your friends, etc. And then you can get like a base, I believe, because we ran into someone's base. And it kind of functions. If anyone's familiar with Pokemon X and Y, you would get like a house, and in the backyard was a tiny little grass patch that would have like three Pokemon in it. And so like it would make your shiny hunting a lot easier because there's only three options to spawn there. This kind of has a system where like you can fight X amount of NPC versions of players and their loadouts, and after you beat so many of them, you get access to a place to run around and try to collect some Tems. So kind of cool system. Way too low level to even test it out, unfortunately, but it is something I'd be interested in trying, because I am the type of person to try to get like shinies, or in this case Lunas. Yeah, we'll see. But overall, yeah, I mean, I had a good time with it. I think it, if you're looking for something a little different, it's a very comfortable and familiar experience. So
it rides a really weird line of like 100% being like Pokemon. Like it's such a confident Pokemon alternative, but also has like slight little adjustments here and there that makes it feel different enough. And I also, without getting into the Power World comparison discussion too much, it was interesting that when this game came out, it didn't get the same kind of comparisons to Pokemon as Power World did, which I think I kind of understand. But looking at this game, even though there's certain things you're just never going to be able to say this is a unique monster type, I do think this game makes a really good effort on trying to have not only its own monsters, but thematically a world of monsters that seems like Temtem. Like, yeah. I think it's really well designed in terms of its visual style, but also it's Temtem, which is obviously the most important part of the game, is the variety of monsters that we've ran into, at least. So
for sure,
they might get shitty later, but so far, every one I've seen so far, outside of, you know, bird ones, those are always boring to me.
The birds.
They've all been really cool looking. So the game's really weird in that it is so much like Pokemon, but also feels like it should exist. It's a really good alternative to Pokemon. I played this earlier in the month by myself, and I was basically trying to start from where I ended last time. Surprisingly, I remembered quite a bit of what I was doing the last time I played, which same. Blew my mind, because I was like, I don't remember what I'm doing. And then I started the game up, I'm like, oh yeah, I was here, I was doing this, and I knew exactly what I was doing. And I looked at all my Temtem, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember my whole fucking squad. And this game, you can rename your Temtem, which I kind of like, but I also don't, because when I first got the game in early access, I renamed them all to really stupid names. Like, I named one guy like Beardle because he had a beard and he looked like a weasel. So I was like, oh, Beardle. And then when I was trying to communicate with you later, when we're playing co-op on specific Temtem, I was like, I don't know what this is called. I don't know its name, because it just shows the name I named it. So I like that you can rename them, because it kind of gives you your own little touch on each one that you find, especially because they have random properties sometimes. But also, for somebody who's not familiar with the game and it's Temtem, it's got kind of confusing. But coming back to it, playing single player was fine. I was like, oh yeah, it's Pokemon, that's cool. And then I was like, I need footage of the game to be able to talk about it. And it's the footage you guys are seeing here. And I got you to hop on with me, because I was like, we should probably play co-op, even if it's for like an hour or two, just to kind of get a thought on it and get some footage. We ended up playing till like 6:30 a.m. Like, long. Like, we just kept playing, and which is a good sign.
Yeah.
Like, I would have kept playing, but I was like, I gotta go to bed. I gotta fucking go to work. I got shit I gotta do in my life. But the game really shined for me in co-op. Not only because it's just more fun to have someone to talk to and hang out with and catch Temtem with, but some of the synergies and the mechanics in the combat that we already talked about before, those start to get stronger and more interesting as we played further. And we're not even that far into the game, but it's funny too, because I had this plan, because we went through and we beat the first dojo master, got the surfboard, and I was like, let's just get to the next area. And then after we got the surfboard, there's this whole other area that unlocked in the ocean. And I was like, oh shit. And my mentality went from like, let's just get to the next area, I want to see what it looks like, to let's explore every nook and cranny. And we started exploring everything. And then we started seeing all these Temtem we've never seen before. And just in case you don't know me too well, if you're new to the channel or whatever, but I used to like Pokemon a lot when I was younger, but I've fallen out of it. And I've tried to get back into Pokemon. I can't do it. Like, for some reason, it just doesn't click for me. And I kind of felt that way when I was playing the single player. But when me and you were playing and we're leveling up and we're starting to find these Temtem, it started clicking again. I don't know if it's because, like, I've just played a lot of Pokemon back in the day, and so maybe it doesn't feel fresh anymore, and this does. I don't know. But I was actually having quite a bit of fun. Just collecting Temtem. I started getting some of the evolutions happening, which was exciting. I forgot what that was like. Like, oh shit, it's changing into something. And then as you're leveling up your Temtem, you start getting new moves and you get to start swapping them out from other moves to kind of make builds. And I was like, yeah, it's, and we talked about this before, but I'm just like, it's a JRPG, but with a bunch of characters, basically. A lot of characters, yeah. Yeah. And I was enjoying the challenge of exploration because just like, I don't know what the newer Pokemon games are like, but back in the day, you know, to get through certain areas had like specific paths that you're going to run into enemies. And it's like, you're going to run out of resources. Are your Pokemon going to survive on this path? And if it was just more freeform or just run around collecting stuff, which would be fun and is, it'd be one thing, but that we were like pushing through this area and we were having to like check every once in a while, like, oh, this Temtem's like almost dead. Like, I brought this many heals with me. Do we need to go back and recharge them? There's an element of challenge there that I was enjoying as well, because there's like a strategy mixed with exploration, which was fun. And the map has plenty to explore as well, which I was having fun with as well. Like, there's a point where we went up north and then we were looking for a place to recharge our Temtem, and you had seen one on the map, but you were like, is that underground? And I was like, I don't know. And we went into a cave, and as soon as we went into that cave, I was like, wait, I recognize this place. I know exactly where we're at. We went out through, you know, the cave and up through a building, and it was an area from earlier in the game. So that was kind of a cool experience to be able to, you know, in a moment where we're like, I don't know if we're going to be able to heal or not, and then finding that. So that was cool. Yeah, the whole dojo system feels familiar. It's been definitely a long time since I played a Pokemon game, but this is very familiar. Entering a place where you go through and you have to fight like their disciples, basically, and there is a bit of a puzzle aspect of getting around the dojo, which I thought was basic, but also, you know, a little more involved than just walking up and fighting someone. And then for our level, because I did it by myself and then me and you did it later, the dojo, both times felt pretty challenging, so that was nice. I'm sure you could sit there and just grind it out and just go in there and stomp the dojo leader, but I think we did it at more appropriate levels, and
I was a little low.
Yeah, well, and it bounced out because I was a little high at that point because I'd done it. So but when they were attack when we fought that dojo master, she was just attacking you the whole time.
Yeah, it was annoying.
Which was funny because it makes sense to me that the AI would be like, kill the weak one.
Yeah.
But the whole time I'm like, I have more health and I hit harder though. Like, shouldn't you try to get rid of me? And it's like, nope, kill them. So yeah, that was interesting. But yeah, it has me curious about dojos further into the game, the challenges they'll have, all that stuff. Also curious about what modes of traversal you'll unlock, because we only got the surfboard so far. I saw somebody flying around with a Temtem. It was like a bird or something was carrying them. So that was cool to see. Another thing I think is kind of cool about the game as well is you can find gear and equip it to a specific Temtem, which makes it feel like a RPG, makes it feel like a JRPG, which I really dig because I like JRPGs.
Yeah, if you're, you know, for you guys listening and watching, it's held items in Pokemon. So,
yeah. And I'm so detached from Pokemon, that doesn't mean anything to me. So I think that's another reason. I already went over it, but that's why this game feels kind of fresh to me. It's because I've just been out of the loop of Pokemon for so long. Yeah. So any systems that Pokemon eventually adapted and evolved to, I wasn't there for that. So what was the last Pokemon I played? You were saying it earlier today.
Why? Or X and Y was the last one you played.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
You kind of like dabbled.
So. Yeah, I barely played. I was like, this doesn't really do anything for me. I mean, the one I played the most was Pokemon Red, so way back in the day.
You've played almost all of them. So
that new one doesn't look good.
I didn't last one I played like. Like as far as newness goes, would be Sword and Shield, but well, I guess technically I played the what was that Pearl Diamond reboot, but but yeah, as far as newness goes, Sword and Shield was the lot, and then after that I was just kind of like, okay, I don't know if I like the direction this series is going. So
yeah, it was just depressing, but it happens when companies get too big and they got to make the money. So hopefully they can turn that around. I would have less faith in them, but it's Nintendo. So I think they could do something. But yeah, other people like, you know, Blizzard, Activision, all that shit, we talk about it all the time. I don't really have faith in those companies in terms of like turning something like that around. One thing I wanted to kind of throw out there for anybody listening or watching who would maybe want to talk with us a bit, if you've played the game, I've done some research on what people think of where Temtem is at right now. And this doesn't really affect me and Chevy because we've barely played the game.
Yeah.
But for people who have been playing it since it came out, playing it all the time, collected all the Temtem, I hear that people are not happy with the game now. And it seems like most of the complaints are with the support of the game that they're upset with the most. I think I heard somebody talk about how like they're not going to be able to introduce a whole lot of new Temtem because of balancing or something like that. They've been prioritizing PvP when people mostly want PvE content, which I agree. I'm not thinking about PvP in this game at all. But I wouldn't. That's not really my thing for games like this. But I do appreciate when you can PvP, because maybe you got a friend who's a little competitive, so are you, and you're like, oh, let's fight Temtems. But yeah, I heard they're prioritizing that. I heard they made like offshoot games that failed, prioritizing those. And then I also heard that the only content they release now is like battle pass content that is like elongated, really long battle passes, so they don't have to really put a lot of content out. Which if that is all true and I had done all the content already, I could see how that'd be disappointing for sure. So if you are somebody who has an opinion on that, if you are affected by that, or you know what's actually going on, you want to enlighten us a bit, tell us what you think about the state of Temtem for somebody who has been playing the game, let me know, because I'd be curious, because we can't talk about it from that perspective. Because honestly, as you might have already picked up, I actually was really enjoying it. So maybe I'll be disappointed once I get to the end of it. But as of right now, I've been having a lot of fun. So I'd be curious to hear people's perspectives on that as of right now, because I wasn't really hearing a whole lot about that until after 1.0. And now I hear a lot of negativity. I hear people saying that they think the servers are going to go down and all sorts of stuff. So I don't know what the fuck's going on with Temtem. But in my experience, it's been fun. So, yeah, I don't know if there's anything else really I need to bring up. It's a really, really good alternative to Pokemon.
Yeah.
I think they're doing a lot of things right. And when I was talking to Sarah about it, she was like, is it better than Pal World? I'm like, it'd be hard for me to compare the two, because Pal World is multiple games. And the part of Pal World that is Pokemon, I think you could in some ways compare it in the collection aspect, but it's like a different game the way it plays. Yeah,
I don't think I'd compare them at all.
Well, like I said, the only thing that I could compare is like the collection of monster types. Yeah. That's it. But like gameplay wise, I don't even think it's a good conversation to have, because this is like a true Pokemon style game. And so I think the only conversation you can really have is with Pokemon and this, maybe Monster Hunter.
Stories.
Thank you. I played the second one.
Monster Collection game?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think so. I played the second one. I'm pretty sure it's been a while since I played it, but there's a couple games out there that are like Pokemon. And I don't think Pal World really, outside of the monster aspect, really belongs in that conversation, nor would I really compare them in a hard way. So that's why I got kind of annoyed when people could bring up like Pal World and Pokemon. I'm like, where's the arc discussion? This game's arc, like with Pokemon, it's more arc with Pokemon than Pokemon with arc stuff.
Well, I mean, even Ark is basically Pokemon.
Pokemon, yeah.
You collect dinosaurs, yeah. And then you try to make better dinosaurs.
Yeah, Pal World is Ark, but with a Pokemon aesthetic. And so, yeah, I told her, I was like, you probably should check it out. Like, if you like collecting monsters and stuff, and you like Pokemon at all, I guess I'll segue into recommendations. If you like Pokemon at all, I think you would like this game.
Should at the very least try it.
Yeah. If you are into monster collecting in games at all, I think it's probably one of the best alternatives you could get when it comes to games like Pokemon,
to my knowledge, at least.
Yeah, and if there's other games out there that you would want to recommend, let us know in the comments. I just know this feels like a bigger effort at trying to make like a legit rival almost. Like they, it seems like they really tried in the beginning. I don't know where it's at now, but from what we've been playing, I'm like, you know, the graphics are cartoony, but they're good. The animations are good. The music's good. The environments are good. The Temtem designs are good. So yeah, if you're into Monster Collection, Pokemon at all, anything like Pokemon, if you like that, check it out. If you like exploration and collectible stuff, like I know I said Monster Collection, but even if you're like, I need to find everything, collect everything, this would be a really good game for you, because there's Temtem only in specific areas, just like in Pokemon. So like, you got to really go find everything. And it would definitely keep you busy for a while. If you like JRPGs, I would recommend it to you. Even though it is a collectible game, the gameplay itself is turn-based JRPG combat. So, if you're into that, like I am, and like Chevy is, I think you'd enjoy it. If you like MMOs,
loosely,
yeah, it's not hard MMO, but it is kind of nice when you do see other people running around, because it makes the world feel alive.
I say similar in a social sense to an MMO, not necessarily in gameplay. But.
Well, and then we ran into those people's clubhouse, which was kind of neat to see. Like, yeah, it feels like there's a footprint in the world made by somebody. I didn't even know that was a thing in the game. So when we entered that room and there was just like all these like holograms of their players, characters, yeah, I was like, that's cool. Also, there's cosmetics for your guy, so like you can change the way your character looks, which a video I did watch talking about that said there's like a shitload of cosmetics in the game.
It's good.
The dude doing the review said that he didn't care about cosmetics, but he was like, there's a lot of stuff you can really customize your character with. So that's like cool to hear
a lot of that in X and Y as well. So
yeah, in a game that is social, I always like when they put an emphasis on making your character unique. As you guys see in the gameplay, my guy's in his underwear with sunglasses.
Sure is. I wasn't sure if it was like bugging out. Yeah. I was like, is your character wearing clothes? And you're like, yeah, or no. And I was like, okay, just making sure. That was
intentional. Yeah. Yeah. When I first locked in, I was like, oh yeah, yeah, I guess we were doing that. Okay. That was the old me a couple years ago. You got any recommendations?
I mean, if you're looking for like a, if you're close to each other, drop in, drop out co-op game, because you don't have to like stick around and you can join at any time. The game has a good pretty smart system too, where like I had done some side quests already, but once you were in my party, the quest markers popped back up because you hadn't done them yet. And we were able to still do, I could still contribute to helping you do those basically. Mm-hmm. So, and I got rewards again. So, kind of cool. I think a lot of games are bad about that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
I'll give them credit for that for sure. So if that sounds appealing, I would recommend it as well.
We did talk about how the co-op's kind of weird, how you have to be like attached to the hip, but yeah, a lot of those systems are smart. Like they work the way they should work in a lot of games. And I'll play other games where like missions are kind of annoying, because like you might have things I don't have, and we're like going through a list going like, do you have this? Where are you at?
Yeah, what step are you on?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then maybe you've completed, so now you just, there's no point for you to do it. You're just there because I got to get it done. It never felt like that.
Yeah.
Like literally you saw all the things I needed to be doing and we were able to go do them again. Just so like that's the way it should be.
When I would open one up, we'd both get the rewards too, which was nice. So there was some thought obviously put into that. So, and it is definitely appreciated. So
yeah, definitely.
Other than that, I don't know if I mean, it is basically Pokemon, as much as I'm sure we've been saying it ad nauseum. That is basically what to expect with some twists. So if that sounds good, try it out.
Yeah. Maybe I would recommend it to somebody who doesn't have access to Pokemon for whatever reason. I guess you could get emulators, but like maybe if you only were on PC or something, or PlayStation, and you wanted to play a Pokemon game.
Crossplay.
Oh, yep.
Saw Xbox and Switch players.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
So it works in that way as well as an alternative to Pokemon, like maybe similar to when we talked about Foam Stars and Splatoon. Maybe you don't have access to Splatoon, mm-hmm. so you want something similar. I would recommend this in the same way as well. So I think it's it. So let's jump into grades. I'll grade it. I feel really confident about this one.
Okay.
I'm almost not confident because I'm so confident. I'm going to give it an A-.
Okay.
I really like it so far. So I'm worried because of all the things I heard about people being upset with the game, which I understand. Like, you know, end game, you're upset. They're not supporting it. I get that. But where I'm at right now, and I remember when this game came out, people really liked it. I think I'm in that stage where I get to really like it. But yeah, when we were playing together, it was really easy for me to keep playing. I still want to play it, which sucks because I have too many games to play. Especially I have like 4 JRPGs I need to be playing right now.
Ooh, and, 'tis the year.
And it's fucked. So, but I feel like this would be a really good Steam Deck game
to play. Oh, probably.
So I might start playing on my Steam Deck. But yeah, A-, really strong A-. I would go A, but I think I need to play the game more. Yeah. But I don't think it's a B game for me personally. I think they did a really, really good job on trying to compete with Pokemon. I think it's probably the best effort I've seen in somebody trying to compete with Pokemon and offer a different Pokemon experience. So I really like it. A-.
Yeah. I because I've played so many Pokemon games at this point, I'm going to give it a B+. Because I do think it is doing a lot, but I also am a little spoiled at this point, too, with the amount of features I have seen in Pokemon, although they never are consistent.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, but the one thing it could have going for it, which it doesn't sound like they're doing, is because it is a service game instead of a premium title, they could constantly be adding stuff. And it feels like a huge missed opportunity from what I hear. So, but if you were to treat it as a game, the same way you would a Pokemon game, and there's 160 some, you know, gems to collect, I think you're going to get a very similar experience. So yeah, I think B+, I would probably go A, and I could still, you know, getting towards the end of the game, I feel like it's a little early for me personally to go that high though.
Yeah, that's fair. That is one thing I'll kind of end it on is it's interesting that if this game does have an ending, I would be okay with that just because, you know, I don't got to play this game forever. But because they are online on a server and could be a games as a service, technically is, but that gives them an edge that if they were ambitious enough, it would be an edge over what Pokemon offers. It feels
foolish not to.
Because Pokemon doesn't do that.
Yeah.
And so you could really push your game to a place where Pokemon can't because it's not always online. Mm-hmm. So if they're not doing that, that does suck because they're missing out on opportunity and, you know, possibly they made enough money and they're like, that was a success.
Yeah.
So I don't know the story.
And, or maybe the passion is just gone. Who knows? Right. Yeah. So
it's been out for years now. So
yeah, not there. Can't really know for sure. Mm-hmm. Just have to assume, you know, the stuff you've read is the greater opinion, which
we're open to your guys as well. So maybe you agree with that, maybe you don't agree with that, maybe there's context to that that I'm not mentioning because it's not my opinion, it's me relaying what I heard from other people as someone who's not informed. So anything else?
On to Enshrouded.
All right. Well, with that, let us know in the comments what do you guys think about Temtem, whether you have played in the past, whether you've played it and beaten everything, done everything, or you're curious about it. What do you think of it? What are some of your favorite things about it? What are some of your favorite Tems? I am not familiar with enough of them to know, but I'll take your word for it. I'll look it up. What do you think of the state of Temtem as it is right now? What do you want from Temtem? And lastly, what is your favorite Pokemon like? Game, even if it is a Pokemon, what's your favorite Pokemon? Let me know in the comments below. But I think it's going to do it for this episode of Game of the Month for February. I've been Seth, this has been Chevy. Thank you, Chevy, for joining me for this discussion. Thank you guys for joining us. Until the next episode, have a good one, guys, and take it easy.